Chapter 29. Alone. Like a tiny, complex toy, the ship floated, inert and motionless in the void. There was no way of telling that it was the swiftest object in the solar system, and that it was traveling far faster than any of the planets as they circled the sun. Nor was there any indication that it carried life. To the contrary, in fact, any observer would have noticed two ominous signs. The airlock doors were gaping open, and the ship was surrounded by a thin, slowly dispersing cloud of debris.